Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I say it all the time. I've written about it. It is a line I use frequently for good reason. If your car breaks down, do you take it to a trained mechanic with years of education and experience? Or do you take it to a celebrity? When I first started this podcast, that was a big part of the 30-second and 60-second intros that I recorded for this show. And it's everything that this show is about, for good reason. You are, if you follow those people, putting your most important asset, your health, in the hands of a celebrity. Why? Well, we know why. And you have to stop. Are there occasionally celebrities that have good advice? Occasionally, exception to the rule. And that's what today's show is about. And we have a study. We have a study. Nutritional analysis of foods and beverages posted in social media accounts of highly followed celebrities. Could not believe when I saw this come out super recent, a couple days ago. Awesome. Is it a perfect study? Not even close, but it's a start. It's a great start. If you're listening to this podcast, you're already on the right track. You're on the right track. As I also say frequently, I have a unique set of skills in this industry. It's a crazy industry where the vast majority of people don't have any education in this industry. And then there's a fine line between the education and the practical experience. And you need someone who's got all of the above when it comes to truly giving you information that you can use and make part of your life. And so again, let's go back to the celebrities. Why are you listening to celebrities with the health and wellness advice, their health and wellness advice? And we're talking products and programs and supplements and advice. What qualifications do they have? That's what you should be asking first and foremost whenever you are taking health and wellness advice from someone. And so what is the obvious reason most people take advice from those people? Because they look good. Because they look good. Did they work to achieve that? And if they did work to achieve that, did they do it in a healthy way? And if they did work to achieve that, are they healthy? Because just because you're skinny or just because you look good doesn't tell the story of what's going on inside, especially for women. And when it comes to men, oftentimes with celebrities, especially action stars and people like that, yes, there are performance-enhancing drugs that are used. I've worked with those clients over the years. Didn't recommend those things, but I saw it. Of course. And it never ceases to amaze me. When people say, oh, how do you know that guy's on steroids? Anyway, what a great study to talk about. So I'm just going to break this down. That's what today's podcast is about. Quick breakdown of an awesome start when it comes to celebrities and wellness and what they're putting out there on social media. Nutritional analysis of food and beverages posted in social media accounts of highly followed celebrities. This was January 2022, just came out in JAMA Network Open. And that's what I'm going to talk about right after this quick break. Yeah, could not have been more excited to see this study come out and said, putting aside the topics I have lined up, and that's what I love about this podcast, is I want to be timely. Yes, just about all the topics are going to be evergreen, which means you can listen to the show whenever and take that advice. But I also want it to be timely. In other words, I can react to things immediately and get them out there. 3 shows a week. That's a lot. Most people don't do that. I love it. I love it. And I love this study. Nutritional analysis of foods and beverages posted in social media accounts of highly followed celebrities. So again, JAMA Network Open, January 2022. The present study systematically quantified the nutritional quality of 5,180 foods and beverages posted on Instagram by 181 highly followed athletes, actors, actresses, television personalities, and music artists. This is important. Again, I'm going to give you the basics of this study because you need to hear it over and over and over again. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, you're way ahead of the curve. You're way ahead of the curve. But it's also fodder you can use for your friends and those who follow these celebrities and their programs. And let me cut to the chase. Do those celebrities give a darn about your health and wellness? Or are they just pocketing a humongous paycheck by putting out these products and potions and supplements and programs that they didn't use, probably at all, and don't use? And even if they do use any of those things, did it get them where they are? How they look, how they feel, how healthy they are? Probably not. But you know that deep down. People know that deep down, yet they still follow it. Enough. This is too important. Okay, let's just get to the nitty-gritty of this cool study. And we need so many more like this. And you're not going to see it many places, not like most of the other clickbait type things. So celebrities, what? They, thanks to social media, and I talk about it so frequently here because I have been fortunate to have been in this industry and seen the whole change. You know, yeah, I'm in my 50s. When I started in this industry, no internet, no social media. And so you got your bad information from TV when it came to the potions and products and things, and it still exists. But now it's on your phone and it's accessible to everyone in so many ways. And they are still trying. And there are certain restrictions. I don't want to get into the specifics of the legal side of advertising and products and foods and kids and all the stuff when it comes to unhealthy, just, yeah, foods and programs that are being pushed to everyone on TV. But now there's the Wild West of social media. And it's in your hand. And parents can't really monitor what their kids are seeing to the extent that you could with TV. And so it's a whole new problem when it comes to our health and well-being. And celebrities and influencers, even worse. Ugh. Are making it even worse. So, great study. Here we go. Let's just say, to get it started, celebrities and influencers and all those people, what do? They post a hybrid of sponsored posts and personal posts that feature foods and beverages, and this is really important, as authentic aspects of daily life. That's right in this study. I love that they have that line. Hybrid of sponsored posts and personal posts. And by the way, I'm going to talk about the sponsor part. Yeah, you're supposed to FDA tag it certain ways. And I would argue this is a flaw in this study, is they talk about the sponsored posts versus unsponsored posts. There are so many people, I know many of them, I see it daily, who are not tagging their posts as sponsored. And even if they do, does it make a difference? Does anyone read that or care about hashtag ad? Or do you care that, and I'm not going to, I was just about to use a celebrity's name. I'm going to try to avoid it this entire podcast, as I normally do. Does it matter to the millions and millions of followers of some of these celebrities, whether or not it's sponsored, quote unquote? And so that's a part of this study that I would argue, again, is flawed because they differentiate between sponsored and non-sponsored posts. I think that's irrelevant at this point in time. Is the FDA really monitoring all of these accounts and you know, going after those who don't? Come on. Not a chance. Okay. I'm getting worked up already. So what are the methods? They selected 200 of the most popular athletes, music artists, actors, actresses, and television personalities. How did they do that? And this is a UK study, by the way. They looked at four different lists. This is kind of cool. ESPN's 2018 World Fame 100, 2018 Billboard Year-End Top 100 Artists, 2018 Internet Movie Database, IMDb, 100 Most In-Demand Actors and Actresses, and finally, Track Analytics Most Followed Profiles on the platform. Kind of cool. So you got your music, your athletes, your actors, actresses, and TV personalities. Okay. The ESPN World Fame 100 list, Billboard year-end list, and IMDb lists, they've been used before in prior research to identify influential celebrities, songs, or movies, and Track Analytics provides updated follower counts for highly followed social media accounts. So these lists have been used before. It doesn't really matter. They're looking at people who have huge followings, celebrities. And I would say this too, they're not talking about that whole other category that just takes my breath away, as you might have just heard, the influencer. Holy cow, is that a problem? And again, let me just say, whenever, including this show, you know, you probably read what the show's about, and if you've listened to prior podcasts, you know some of my history and education and experience. I'm proud of it. I've worked really hard for it, and it's to help you. But when you're getting a product pushed to you, health and wellness or advice, ask yourself, what is this person's credentials? Is it how they look and how many followers they have? I can't tell you, and I can tell you, and I've said it many times, how many times I look at a workout routine of someone on social media that they're pushing to you that they didn't use to get the physique they have. That it's their genetics. Sure, some of them did some work. We could go case-by-case basis, people. But the vast majority of them have a really good genetic profile. As we say in the industry, if you want to be a great athlete, pick your parents correctly. Some truth to that. Obviously, you can work hard and, you know, topic for another day. But there are far too many people who did next to nothing to achieve that physical appearance. And I will constantly come back to because it is so important. How many of those who look good have major issues with their health, with osteoporosis, with, yes, eating disorders and things like that? You don't see that. You don't see that. And that's really important. And you don't hear that enough. All right. The data was collected. The data were collected. See, I love that. Data were collected from May 2019 to March 2020. And the characteristics of these celebrities, they broke them down. They looked at 200. It ended up being 181. They included 66 actors, actresses, and TV personalities, 64 music artists, and 51 athletes. 102 were male and 79 were female. This is kind of interesting. Median age was 32, but they ranged in age from 17 all the way up to 73. And let me say this as well. You know, are you going to take your health advice from an 18-year-old, a 21-year-old, 22-year-old? I am going to err on the side of, I want that 73-year-old's advice. I'm going to start there. Not to say that we dismiss, but how much education and experience do you have at 18? And I love that you're going to see, I started to see more like tweets and things like that from people saying this very thing. So people are getting it. Like, show me the 60-year-old who's out doing it, looking good, feeling good, has the health, you know, of someone many years younger. And so that's another factor to take into account. All right. This is really important. Did I say, by the way, this Instagram? I'm not even sure I did. I don't think I did. This is an Instagram where the posts, okay? There's so many different ways to, you know, put your stuff out there on social media. So this is Instagram, which, let me give you quick stats. As we speak, more than 500 million daily active users, including 72% of teens in the U.S. 72%. Relatively unregulated. Nonstop. I got a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old, and I see it. It's frustrating, and it's scary, and I'll leave it at that. At the time of data collection, these 181 celebrities had a total of 5.7 billion followers. 181 people, 5.7 billion. Let's go back to TV advertising. You weren't reaching 5.7 billion people with 181 people in this way. Is that can't even compare it. So the reach is insane, and it's daily, and it's frightening. All right, let me go back to what I talked about before. They talk about here in the study, sponsored social media posts are paid advertisements indicated with terms such as, quote, paid advertisement, close quote, hashtag advert, hashtag ad, sponsored below the post. The Federal Trade Commission regulates social media sponsorship disclosures and has cited celebrities for not properly disclosing sponsored posts. Really? Again, how often? How could they possibly monitor? And I can't tell you the number of times I see posts and whether or not like that product is in their hands or in the background or they're on it. Let's be honest. This is relatively ludicrous that there's regulation of social media sponsorship disclosures. All right, so I don't want to get too deep into it, but the nutrition information, let's just go into what they were talking about here, okay? So they looked at 3,065 social media posts containing 5,180 total foods, as I said earlier, and beverages. And of that, there was about 2,500 foods and almost 2,800 beverages. They looked at the quality food rating. So how did they do that? To evaluate nutritional quality, they used two established nutrition rating systems used in the UK advertising law. Interesting, right? First, as in prior research, they used the Nutrient Profile Index to generate nutrition scores from 0 being the least healthy to 100 being the healthiest. And they based this on the sugar, sodium, energy, saturated fat, fiber, protein, and fruit and or vegetables per 100 gram sample of the food or beverage. This is interesting. According to UK advertising guidelines, foods with NPI scores less than 64 and beverages with scores less than 70 are considered less healthy and are unlawful in traditional media advertisements to use. So they had a score. Is it perfect? No, but it's a great start. It's a great start. And there are laws that traditional media has to follow. And even then, I mean, let's be honest, ridiculous, right? So much work that needs to be done there. Too much money, too many lobbying dollars and things like that. All right? But let's bring it all together. So they had some sort of formula to you know, figure out the quality of these foods and beverages. Pretty well done. And let me just say, also among beverages, half were alcoholic, no surprise there, followed by coffee and tea, sweetened beverages, and water. The results, drum roll, please. Are you going to be shocked, surprised? Results showed that 158 of 181 celebrity social media accounts, which is 87.3%, received a less healthy overall food nutrition score, which would be unhealthy enough to fail legal youth advertising limits in the UK. In beverages, it was 162 of 181 celebrity social media accounts, less healthy overall beverage nutrition score. All right. Food and beverage items, about 1,500 of the 2,500 and 1,500 of the 2,800 received less healthy nutrition scores. It's a start, people. It's a start. I love that they did a study on something like this. It's self-explanatory. But this has been the way that exercise products and food products and exercise routines and diets have been pushed to you for years by celebrities paid a heck of a lot of money that never probably touched or consumed the product other than during the filming of the commercial or in the taking of the picture or whatever it is. And that's really important. Common sense, but now with kids and social media, it's so much worse. It's so much worse. And what's the conclusion? And I will read verbatim. In this cross-sectional study, most highly followed celebrity social media accounts depicted an unhealthy profile of foods and beverages, primarily in non-sponsored posts. There's where I see. Yeah, okay, whatever. You don't need that. Yeah, in non-sponsored, you could make the argument even worse. They're really not being watched. And by not tagging it, if it makes a difference at all, which I would argue really doesn't, now people think it's not an ad. That's a problem. These results suggest that influential depictions of unhealthy food and beverage consumption on social media may be a socio-cultural problem. Yes, yes, yes. That extends beyond advertisements and sponsorships, reinforcing unhealthy consumption norms. Yes. All right, final break. When we come back, I'm going to wrap it all up. We'll be right back. And we are back talking about a very cool recent study, nutritional analysis of foods and beverages posted in social media accounts of highly followed celebrities. I love, as I say frequently when I cover studies, just, you know, the titles. They're always cool. And then I say to my producer, how do we distill this down and make it better to post as a title for the podcast? Sometimes it's cool just to use the title of the study verbatim. Oftentimes it's not. It's not going to grab you. And that's part of the problem. But the line I love and will pull out one final time is that the celebrities are putting these things out as authentic aspects of their daily life. Questions to ask yourself. Do these celebrities actually use the products? Do the way they look actually result from using that product if they do? And finally, let's forget about how they look. How healthy are they? I so want to throw the name out of a well-known celebrity who has a health and wellness empire and is horrific in what this person puts out there as far as the advice and the money they are making. I don't even want to give you a pronoun. Doesn't matter, but it matters to me. It matters to me. You can sell garbagey products in any other realm, in my opinion. Still wrong, but then you're just out money. But as someone who really cares about you living your best life, this drives me crazy. They're pocketing a paycheck. They already have a great life, and they don't need that money, for sure. These celebrities. And I find that absolutely unconscionable. And you're already listening to the show, as I said at the start. You're doing the right thing. And I'm going to keep bringing you this information. Okay? And let me end with this. We are living in a time, as I record this podcasts when people are being shut down on social media for putting out misinformation. Where the heck is that for health and wellness? Where the heck is that? Because let me say that so many of the quote unquote vulnerable today that are suffering because of this pandemic are vulnerable because of what I'm talking about, because of the misinformation. Years and years and decades of misinformation. Now you're vulnerable. And that's not okay. But that misinformation is everywhere. And some of you are well-versed or better in the health and wellness knowledge and your health and wellness knowledge, and you can differentiate certain things. Most cannot, especially kids. So we got social media, we got celebrities, we got misinformation. We have a problem, but you are already doing the right thing. And you're listening to this show, and I will continue to bring you the unbiased, best information out there. And I have had and continue to receive offers to pitch products. And I say, no chance, not happening. And again, my wife, you know, she's on board with my career, obviously, but, you know, leave a lot of money on the table. And that is fine. Absolutely, not only fine, it's who I am. And it's the reputation. And I want you to know that when I talk about anything, it's what I do, it's what I use, it's what I believe in. Because I want you to live your best life. Enough. There you go. Cool study. Don't need to go into it in great depth at all. Self-explanatory, common sense, but we're going to hammer this home over and over. And I'm really glad that they're doing studies on this because it needs to be done. All right. Thank you for listening. Reach out. Questions, comments. Tom H. Fit is Instagram and Twitter. Tom H. Fit. Direct message me. Let me know questions and comments. You can go to fitnessdisrupted.com as well. Email me through the site. My most recent book is The Micro Workout Plan. If you've read that, I would greatly appreciate an Amazon review. You know, it just helps immeasurably for us authors out there. So thank you if you have, and subscribe, follow, whatever way you can follow this podcast, do that as well. And I will continue to bring you the best information, to read all this stuff that you don't need or want to read, and I will distill it down, make sense of it, and we're all going to have long, awesome lives. All right. Thank you for listening. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.